to turn on. There we go. Great. And this is our meeting. We have quorum. Do I need to announce people since they're on Zoom or anything?
It does help for the minutes if we kind of go through the names of like attendance.
Okay, should everybody say their own or should I?
You could do like a roll call.
Okay. David Peeks, are you
Here,
here?
here,
Margo Sackheim.
here.
Mary Lou Nuttall, I'm here. And also in attendance is our associate member, Elaine Hill.
I'm here.
Okay, and Desiree is in the room with us.
Jason, searching.
And Jason, are you on?
Yes.
Okay. Do I see him and I'm not?
He's there, but okay, he
Yep,
unmuted.
I'm here.
Okay, thank you, Jason. Good. Okay, so our first order of business is to review the meeting minutes of 9/29/2025. And if you have reviewed them, did you have any suggested changes?
I reviewed them, but I didn't attend that particular meeting, so I can't really, answer any or question anything about it.
Okay. David?
Yeah, I didn't. I have to say, I'm sorry, I did not review them.
It looked like they were mostly information, and I did not see it was the right people in attendance, and it was brief but complete explanations of what we had discussed for approving the design review guidelines and having not approving them, but having Elaine be the contact person to help speed that process up. That was one of the items. And then the other item was to accept and to draft a guideline for how we conduct our meetings. And that was Dan's information. And it looked, that the outline wasn't there, but the information described our process. So, I don't think I can be the one to to approve them or to make a motion to approve, David. You have.
Oh, you're muted, yeah.
Sorry. Yes, I make a motion to, I move that we accept the meeting minutes from our last meeting.
Thank you. Margo, could you second?
I'll second because I did review it and it seemed fine, but
Gave you enough information to go by.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah.
All those in favor? I guess Margo?
I, yes.
Yeah, David?
I.
And I. Thank you. And the next section is nominees for the Fort Lowell Historic Board for our board. And one of the pieces that we are definitely missing is it are the specialists, whether they are architects or archaeologists. Yes.
Well, I'll make a point of order. I believe the agenda says item number two or number three is call to the audience.
I'm sorry, you are right. And you know what? And I am really bad at that. Thank you. There is a call to the audience. Elaine, do you have something I would guess? Or Desiree? I don't know who.
Nothing that's on the agenda.
I haven't seen anything. Jason, did you get an email call to the audience?
No, there were no emails in the inbox today.
Okay, thank you. And I just want to know, I didn't move up the call to the audience from the end of the agenda to earlier in the agenda. We're starting to do that in some of the other meetings because we've noticed like some people will come and they'll sit through like an hour, 2 hours of meeting, and then they have a comment and and sometimes the items or their comments are about an item that's on the agenda would be helpful for you all to hear before. So just letting you know, I changed that around this time.
Okay, and I, well, I think it was that way last time, and I missed it altogether. So that's on me. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to move forward then on nominees. So we do have, I'm going to get the phone number from Elaine again, and I will call Shelby before. She's an archaeologist in the neighborhood, and I will call her before the next meeting. But is there anybody else at the top of mind, or anybody that you can think of for as a an architect or an archaeologist, historian, somebody that would come with that specialist information? No, everybody's saying no. Desiree, does the city ever provide anybody that, or do you have any, I don't know, relationship through the university or something that?
Like there's somebody that comes to my mind immediately, but we can also maybe ask like the commissioners, see if anybody, like if they know anyone, or kind of gather some input or put out a call to see if there are people. So there might be people that are interested in that. I just don't know about.
Okay. Well, I think that would help us. I think it is a piece that we are now missing. We've got a lot of history here in the neighborhood at the table, but not so much from that specialist. And I think an architect could really be invaluable as we move forward.
And then, Margo, I am taking notes. You mentioned someone by the name of Shelby.
Yes, and
What
she's
is the
been,
last name?
I don't know.
Do you want, well, I don't know that we want
Well,
to announce her interest before she declares her interest.
yeah, I just will be in touch with her to see if she might be interested. She's a neighbor who has some specialty background, but we're not sure. I mean, she hasn't approached us. We would be approaching her.
Okay, please let us know because we need to post the LAR within 3 days of this meeting.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, can't, Jason, can't you just say that we're aware of someone who may be interested without naming her?
Desiree and I will discuss this tomorrow and we'll figure that out.
Yeah, it
Okay.
sounds like it's just kind of preliminary. You're not actually nominating her
Right.
today, but it's more like preliminary.
Okay. Great.
And I am aware of one other property owner who's interested, but who hasn't applied or,
Come forward
yeah, actually haven't
officially.
really officially talked to her. Yeah.
Yeah. And one of the things that I, you know what, and I don't have the bylaws in front of me, but I believe one of our bylaws is that they at least sit in on one meeting before they are nominated for membership. Okay. Okay. And then the next item on our agenda is Historic Zone Advisory Board training for 2026. And Desiree has some information on that.
So a couple ideas we have for training in 2026. We're thinking January, February. There was a CLG training at the last Arizona Preservation Conference, and Mary Lou attended, and she had the idea to see if the training could be replicated here in Tucson, which I thought was a great idea. And so we reached out to the CLG coordinator, Ariana Urban. She said she'd be happy to do a training. So we just need to find a time, and ideally you would be open to all the advisory boards, the commission. So I want to see when, whether it's today or just to kind of put it out there and you all can like coordinate and get back to us, when would be some good time. So I want to provide like a few different options so that we're gonna, so I want to check with all the other advisory boards as well and the commission. And then Ariana. So it's a bit of coordinating. So yeah, like our, week in general, like weekdays better, weekends, time of days, or should we do, we could do a doodle poll. I don't know what the best approach is, but
How much time are you thinking? A day? An
like
afternoon?
half day, maybe. So then the other, so her training is like a general design review training. It wouldn't necessarily be specific to Tucson, right? Or specific to even each advisory board. Less about like the Tucson code process, more about design review and how like preservation practices and how we review projects. So we would also want to do kind of an HPZ training. I know that has been offered in the past and sounds like it probably would be helpful, especially getting new board members in different and commissioners on different boards. And I don't think we offered one in 2025, so want to do one in 2026. But I kind of see that as, I mean, it could be like a whole day thing, like we do half day design review, half day HPZ, or we do it over 2 different days. That might be better, just because like could be information overload to do like a one good day. So I don't know if you have initial thoughts on that. And times.
Elaine, do you?
Well, I'm fine either way, with half day, full day, both days together, whatever. I think probably more important are people who are employed, but whether to do it over
Weekend
successive
too.
evenings or Saturday or.
David, what that's a your category of employed people. What's your thought?
It's I'd have to say it would in all likelihood be difficult for me to make two successive day meetings. Probably a weekend day would I'm sorry, yeah, weekend day would be better. I guess I'm assuming we're talking probably about a Saturday.
Okay. And preferably like doing it all in one day versus like spreading it over 2 different Saturdays.
Yeah, maybe, I mean, others can chime in too, given that it's a weekend, but I guess my own preference would be to spread it out over a couple of
Yeah.
Saturdays.
Okay. You.
Margo, any other feedback on that?
No, but I'm pretty flexible. I'd like to think that, so.
Yeah, I want to be flexible too. As I get it. Okay. Great. I the training from this woman in Phoenix, it was just kind of uplifting to see what the practices were and how she was reviewing it. And she's kind of, I mean, I think training is her thing, but she really had a lot of insight to all different kinds of things going around in the state. And I think that helped me to hear that too. It was kind of like, oh, there really is hope instead of, feeling like it's a constant battle. So hope is good. Okay. Anything else on that?
I don't think so. That's helpful. Yeah, once we have like some specific potential dates, then I can circulate and make sure those are good.
Okay, great.
Thank you.
And then the state of minor reviews. We've got a couple of different things. If you see, there's like four different items, four different parts of this one. And the first one is the representative from our board for the minor review. One of the things that and truly, this was the first time I'd heard it, and it was from Desiree, is that really that minor review process is for one person to attend, as opposed to, and we always knew it wasn't a full board and it wasn't a quorum, but so I thought for us we could have more. And I do think that the training has for each person who will be willing to do minor reviews is really important. And I know that that's where Dan and I overlapped a lot. But I think that as we move forward, the request, unless it's a training specific item, that we consider having only one person. Is that a fair summation of your process.
Yeah, and I think the other kind of conversation we wanted to have was, and then it doesn't have to just be one, like you can have multiple people doing them, but per review, the code says one person. But also it's like a scheduling kind of thing. It's easier to coordinate with, one person because we also have to coordinate with the PRS representative as well. So yeah, we just wanted to get clarity on who are the representatives we should be reaching out to for minor reviews. And then to kind of talk about like communication, like is email better, is phone call, how is it best to reach the minor review representatives?
Okay,
So you're
so
asking for one person to be named really as the from this board. And if that person's not available, they would coordinate with another person, or
yeah, or we can.
instead of you having you go to the chair and the chair asks generally who's available and
Yeah, I mean, it kind of depends on how you all want to do it. I think we just want clarity as staff and how to approach it because some of the other neighborhoods, it's like they're all a little bit different. So, yeah, just, clarity. And maybe how we're doing it now works. But if there's someone else that is going to be like the key minor review person, then Mary Lou might be like a middle person that we don't,
don't
kind of,
have to bring in. Is anybody interested in that role?
I wouldn't mind doing it. Of course, I'm not there enough, so I'm probably not the logical choice, but I would feel better having someone else with me because I would feel like I'm probably missing something that the other person might see, I don't know. So obviously, I'm not the right person.
Yeah, I would, I guess, kind of echo Margot's concerns as well.
Well, Margo and David, if I could chime in here, my experience working with the other advisory boards is doesn't have to be in person. There is the option of can send an email and then you have time to look it over. And I've been doing that with Paolo and Barrio and what's her name in El Presidio. So they have a couple of days to look through the drawing so you make sure you don't miss anything, and then you could provide a comments back via email. You can't do it in person given your busy schedule.
Yes, but I'm also, my point is, even if I had, and I do review this stuff, I would, but I still think that there are other people with more experience and probably would find something that maybe I'm missing. That's my point, is lack
Yeah, and
of knowledge.
yeah, that's Margot's point is my point as well.
And you
Okay.
know that the chair of the board, Elaine, did when she was chairing, she really did many singularly or with one other person. And then I think I've kind of followed suit, but then trying to have people with me who are not as comfortable doing them solo. And my caveat on all of that is, as one person, I would not have wanted to be the only person at the commissary or at the Donaldson House for those minor reviews. It really was too bulky. I mean, it's one thing to go say, at
Stolen
Elaine's
cat.
house, she wants to build a wall and let's go review that. That's one thing. But to go up to those big homes or to one of the more recent builds or I mean, we anticipate one more recent or one more new build coming, that any minor review on those sites for me is I'm really not as comfortable doing it myself either. And I think that that is so some of those that are minor review for the city don't feel like a minor review to us.
Well, and Mary Lou, the commissary in Donaldson House, yes, those are major projects. But for smaller ones, say windows or solar devices, I just want to remind Margo and David that we staff here, we do go over all the documents and we make sure we try to get all the information we have. And if there's anything that we see as maybe as a yellow flag or red flag, we're going to let you know.
Okay.
So, I mean, we're looking for those as well, because that's part of our job when we first evaluate the submission package.
Yeah, and I'll just add, so there's also a member of PRS that reviews these as well. I think that, yeah, if there's ever a project where you feel like you want, like two members, and I think that's fine. As long as it's not a quorum, it doesn't kind of start, involving the whole board, then it becomes a full review. And it's like, what's the point of having a minor review if it's basically a full review? I think that's fine. So I think it's from our perspective, like the main thing that's important to us is for minor reviews, they're intended to be, a relatively quick turnaround. So just getting, I guess, a response quickly and understanding who's going to do the review. And, I think like having an initial response maybe within 2 business days and then, scheduling something within a week, is that I think as long as we can kind of keep those general time frame, then if you want to get 2 people there, that's the problem with that.
Well, I don't have a problem, trying. I can nominate myself for some of the simpler ones, like the solar, and hopefully, if I have an issue, I'd be able to talk to Mary Lou or David or, someone else if I had, besides you guys, Jason or Desiree.
So, Margot, I appreciate that. What is your chosen method of contact? So, if they need a response within 2 days, would you prefer texting? Would you
Yeah,
prefer?
texting is much better. Don't leave a voicemail because I don't always hear it and see it. And emails, anyway, texting is better for me.
And as I will put your number in the minutes, or do you want to just say it and we'll record it for the minutes? But
We can get it
yeah,
separately.
because we don't want to put it
No. Yeah.
publicly. So
And then I can't do this until, mid-November. I mean, and I should be around for a while, okay? But if there are any reviews, minor reviews, unless it's a Zoomed thing that like we have,
And I can take it until then, until Margo's in town. That would be great. And Margo, when you go out of town, or if you do, you and I can
coordinate,
communicate
yes.
and coordinate.
And like Jason mentioned, with some of the other that started during the pandemic that it's kind of continued, we have been doing some minor reviews virtually, over either Teams, Zoom. Or even like email. So, because like our PRS representative is a working professional, so there's no way that he can, do all the reviews he needed to do. Others are retired, they don't mind, they live in the neighborhood, they can walk to it, so it's kind of preference. But virtual is an option, is my
Yeah, and we've done that where I will say that I've been on site with the worker who's going to be doing the work, presenting the information for a minor review, but the city and the PRS PRS person was also, they were both virtual, and so we can figure that out too.
Okay.
Thank you, Margot.
Sure.
Yeah, thanks,
Thank
Margot.
you.
You owe me.
So that is scheduled. We've got scheduling of minor reviews. You suggested 2 business days, and so that's for the scheduling. It wouldn't necessarily be the meeting happens within 2 days, but
Say like within a week or so.
yeah, and most of the time that is doable. So within a week.
So I have a question regarding the minor reviews. Desiree, do you write up like a summary of what was discussed and agreed upon, or how is the information recorded or conveyed?
Yeah, that's a great question. So currently what we do take notes, but then in terms of like documenting the recommendations, we put that in TDC Online. So currently in each sub record for the for the project application, there's a section for the HPZ and then a section for PRS. And so we'll put in the comments the recommendation with any conditions, if there are any, for the HPZ, and then we'll do the same with PRS. Sometimes they're the same, sometimes they're different. And so that's how it gets documented initially. And then once the decision is, the PDSC director makes the decision, that's in the decision letter. So it's kind of those
Okay.
processes.
And are those decision letters also filed up attached to
Certainly.
the case?
Yes, they will, once they're done, they're uploaded into QDC Online, and then they're made available public through Property Research Online, aka PRO. And that actually kind of segues into the next item. Because other people have asked me about that too. So I just wanted to make sure that people were aware about Property Research Online, and just in general, like how we might,
Search. That's where we
let
are.
people know about the outcomes of minor reviews. So when you're ready to go on to that.
Okay.
I'm sorry, before you go to that, are the plans also attached before the decision? Are the plans attached to a minor review?
The plans are in TDC Online. I'm not sure what all is public at that stage. I don't think it's made public until we prove, like, we have to upload it to PRO, Property Research Online, I think.
But I think to your question, you're saying, are these plans available for you to review for the minor review? Is that your question?
If you look at the TDC online and you find the case, is the plan attached? If the rest of the board can look at the plan, right, even though they're not part of the review.
Are you talking
You know,
about
I mean,
after the decision
at
letter?
this point, the board isn't even aware of a minor review, except if they're invited to do it, right?
I don't know if they're made public. I would have to look that up. I want to say that they're not made public, but
If
at the
you're
same
doing a minor review, you will get a copy of those plans. As I said, we'll provide them to you beforehand. But once the recommendations from PRS and you guys are done, we stamp the plans. If there's any modifications, we'll make sure the plans are revised to meet the recommendations.
Right.
And then once those are stamped, those will be made public along with the notice of decision letter on PRO.
Right.
Does that help answer your question?
Yeah, and I think they're
Okay.
also on attachments on TDC Online.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's something I can look
publicly.
into to confirm.
Yeah.
Okay, so and I didn't know we could see the plans for a minor review before the review. I don't know that I ever knew that. Did you know that always? And I just
No,
didn't.
it was always just here, we're asking for this review. Here are the plans, right? And whoever was doing the review got the plans. The rest of the board didn't get the plans, and didn't know the outcome.
Well, Margo, just a reminder, when we had that meeting, I think in August for the solar devices, I emailed that solar device plans to you in email. And I just do that for all advisory boards for a minor review. And I'll do that if it's Margo or David.
Yeah,
Well,
it's possible it hasn't been consistent. I don't know where many of us are new, so we're figuring this
yeah.
out. But
And I think you're right, it was just not consistent
yeah.
across the board. Yeah.
So I think moving forward, and in the past, anyways, it was always done on site, and people would show up with probably plans, and so I don't know and what the precedent is for, like, how much in advance people look at it, but we can try moving forward to provide it in advance.
Okay, so and Jason, so what you're suggesting is that then the plans would be emailed to say Margo. Margo is going to take our point person, and she and I'll share it for this month. But when she gets here, she would be the point person. She'll get those plans to look at. As soon as there's a request for the minor review, or after the date is set.
Well, let me provide a little bit more detail about that. So once we get the subrecord created, that's when we'll start moving on this. And then I'll be, when since I'm really overseeing Fort Lowell and other HPZs, I'll reach out to the applicant for possible dates the week ahead. And then as well as reaching out to you or Margo for the weekend when you're available. Once I've got a meeting done, whether it's virtual or in person, I will then provide via email the plans to you. So I would say a minimum, you're getting at least 3 to 5 days advance looking at these plans before the virtual or in-person meeting.
Okay, so I'm just going to repeat that. So once the meeting's scheduled, that's when the plans will then be sent to the appropriate point person.
Well, not on the day of. I'm talking about, say, today's Monday. We got a schedule for next Wednesday. I'll be emailing out those plans today or tomorrow to you.
Okay.
Yeah, like I said, you'll be getting them days in advance, but we also have to schedule events and coordinate schedules. That's why, going back to the schedule, minor reviews, we're always looking at the week ahead to see if we can make it work. If not, maybe 2 weeks ahead. But there's always going to be getting, I would say, a minimum 3 to 5 days in advance to see the plans.
Yeah, and our timeline for each review cycle is 15 days. So just so you have a sense of that, adds in that buys in a little bit of time, right? But like depending on when we reach out to schedule, like it could be on day three when we reach out, right? So we're already 3 days into it, and then we've scheduled for a week out, and then we only get comments to them. So it goes by faster than we think sometimes.
15
But
business days.
yes.
And then is that, does that clock start when you're finished, when you've done your preliminary?
It's just when it comes to us.
So the day
Yeah.
it's filed really is 15 days.
Yeah.
Well, wait, I think, Desiree, I think it's 15 calendar days, 10 business days, right?
So there's an initial review that's just a completeness review where that's just staff, like, do you have your elevation, get your site plan? That is the one that's shorter, but then each re subsequent review cycle, the substantive review cycles are, I think, 15 business days, and then turns out to be like 20 calendar days.
Okay. So we will coordinate, and I don't think we've had trouble except when you couldn't reach me of meeting these time frames. But I think, Margo, between the two of us, we'll have this down. But
I mean, the last one we did with Desiree, the three of us, that was she sent us the plans via email and then we reviewed them, and that was fine.
okay.
Good. Great. Okay.
Desiree, I just want to bring up one thing. When Margo mentioned that, she can start doing this after November, she said texting is better. I don't have a work phone to text, so really I can only communicate via email.
Well, you can email me, if, especially with the plans and stuff, but I mean, just a notification. I mean, the email is fine, Jason. Just don't worry about the texting. The
Okay.
text is fine.
All right.
Yeah, we could talk about it internally too. We're talking about getting an iPad for the reviewers, so we might be able to do that. We can probably text from the iPad.
Okay. So the other thing that you were going to give us some additional information, I think, is this meeting updates and the property research online. Is that, can you fill out that information?
Yeah, so there, I think the last meeting, and I know even at like PRS and some other advisory boards, this is like another inconsistency in the agendas, but we'll have like a standing calendar item for minor reviews. And I haven't seen that in our agenda, so maybe it just disappeared, or maybe you all never had it. I don't know, but we can have a standing item for minor reviews just to give updates or if you have questions on certain, projects that were reviewed recently, and we just want to know the status or, what ended up happening. We can give updates. And also that could be a time where we're kind of coordinating upcoming minor reviews, like letting you know, what's kind of in the pipeline. So just as a standing item, I recommend that. So we can do
Great.
that. And then Property Research Online is another tool that's a website where, once the decision letter and plans are stamped, we upload those to Pro. I think that's been done kind of inconsistently this year, just with a lot of different changes in technology, stack staying on top of technology. But moving forward, we're going to be getting better about that. So you should be able to type in an address or an activity number on Pro and be able to see the decision letter.
And does anybody who wants to look at that address can see that? And PRO is part of a city website.
City application,
It's part of
So it's
that. Yeah.
pro.tucsonaz.gov. Let me see if I can share my
It's
screen.
really useful. If you don't know about it, you should look into it because it also shows you the map, where it's located, the zoning. I mean, you can pull down the GIS map, and it's really useful.
Let's see if I
All the
can
cases.
share it. So this is the website, and you can search by address, parcel, activity number. So that would be like the SD or TC dash the
And that's
whole.
the number that you all have assigned it. And we would be getting the minor review case by that number.
Right.
Okay.
Well, let's see. This isn't necessarily an immediate historic
Oh,
address, but
put
just
my
to.
address in 5309 East Fort Lowell.
So, it provides like useful information, parcel, the zoning right here, other things. But so if there are any cases, they would be here. And so then you can click on the case, and then it would bring up documents if related. So this would be where, let's imagine this is a SD case and this is a decision letter. You can find other documents associated with this property. So just wanted to share that.
And I've just discovered this, but if you go back to the parcel, because I couldn't find old cases, right, on my house. And you have to get the parcel number, click on the parcel number, and then it brings up the old cases. I had to call up and find that out.
So that.
See, there they
I
all
see.
pop up.
Wow, 97 even. Very cool.
So in the future, you should be able to do that if you want at any time.
So one other question I have about minors is if the my if they're I guess this is true of any of them, if the recommendations are not if the project's not built to those recommendations, whether it's minor or major, then what?
That
Then does it
becomes
just go to code enforcement, or does that
an enforcement issue, and we have a zoning. We do have someone currently on staff who does look at those if we call him, send him out. He's retiring, so we need to find someone else to train him up. But yes, that becomes a code enforcement issue if it's not built to. What it said. We are on our kind of long-term list of process improvement updates. We do want to create a historic inspection, like that would be part of the process. So just like, building plans, you have an inspector go out to have an inspection that's becomes part of the process for this work, for historic reviews. But currently that's not part, right? But the process normally, it's really like complaint-based. If something happens, if someone goes out or we have staff or we'll never see something. So I don't have a timeline for that yet, but that is something that is on the docket.
Very cool. That'd be really nice. Anything else? The current list of minor review cases or the so once we get that as an agenda item. So for example, Jason and I go out and do a solar, would it automatically get populated to our next agenda so that it could be discussed and we could either pull up or include the status or something like that? Or is it something that we, Margot or me, would say, okay, when you set the agenda next time, add that one in? What needs to happen to make sure it's part of our ongoing review?
I think currently how it's been happening at other meetings, it's kind of we let the planner, so Jason or Michael, to report back on recent cases and then open it up to the commission members they want to or advisory board members if they want to report back anything. It's kind of informal, but we are talking about doing something a little bit more formal, like having a list of recent reviews. So we could do either. I think, we're moving towards having a list. I don't know if I can promise it like at the next meeting, but maybe like, the next few meetings, couple meetings, we might be able to start doing that.
Okay, well, and if it happens, if something happens between now and Margot taking it, I would be happy to make sure it gets on the agenda because I think that it's becoming it's so much more important than not.
Yeah, we can
And
work with
so we'll
that.
just make sure that happens. Okay. Anything on recent minor review cases that we need to follow up on?
I don't know, Jason, do you want to go over any recent cases?
This is something that Margo and Margo already know about. It's the one at 5440. What is that number? East. I forget what, but
Presidio?
Presidio, thank you. Yeah.
You guys hear him? Okay.
Yeah,
They're
we're still working with the
straining to hear
applicant.
you a little bit.
Let's see, I'm trying to project my voice towards the speaker, so hopefully you can hear me
Okay.
better. So right now we're just trying to ask clarification on some of the items that was brought up by PRS and you guys, and waiting for the response back from the applicant, as well as applicant is still needing to create a sub record
Progress.
and the TDC. So it is in progress.
What happens after you get the response from them? Do we get the information?
Yeah, in this case, yeah, we'll be sharing what the response is, because I think it's more of, what was that decorative screening? What kind of metal is it? What are you going to do with that bump? What's going to be the color? What's going to be that gate looking like? Because that was the information you didn't have before, and we're still trying to get that information.
So, well, is it going to be another minor review then?
Okay, will be a minor review since we're talking about walls, and walls fall under minor reviews.
Yeah. But it'll be a revisit, right?
Yeah. Do you guys? Yeah, we'll look it over again once we get that information, because those details were lacking beforehand.
Yeah. Okay. I don't have any other question, Mary Lou. Hello?
Looks like they muted themselves.
It's over to
Oh,
us.
we can. Yeah, sorry, we're doing audio. I didn't know we were doing the microphone here too. You already did the commissary wall,
We
and
did not talk about the commissary
that
wall.
was another minor review that happened.
Yeah, I can give an update on the commissary wall. So there's a commissary. Well, I guess we had the whole, so there's a whole kind of minor review that had multiple scopes of the commissary and then the Donaldson House. Had the commissary essentially approved all the scopes of work. The Recommendation from the advisory board was taken to limit the use of the control joints at where the walls met the buildings.
Sorry, we're messing with the sound. It's picking up
Okay, that
the
should work.
and nothing.
Okay, that
What'd
should
you
work
do?
better.
Magic.
Magic.
Oh, yes, Daniel Hill joined at.
Sorry, I was here in person around 6. I was a little late, and then I just put the computer on so we could hear you better around less than 5 minutes ago.
Okay, see, I'll try again. The echo was a little distracting. So the commissary project was approved with the recommendation that the control joints be used sparingly where the wall met the building. And so that's what has been happening, kind of avoiding those long expanses of wall. And then the buttress was approved. And there were some other
I
minor
think we went
things.
over that the last meeting, but I'm talking about the small walls in the back of the commissary. The one small wall in the back, and then the back of the Donaldson house, there were two, I think. I don't know if you remember Margot from that.
Yeah, there are two, I think.
Two in the Donaldson, yeah.
Let me just pull it up just to make sure that I'm remembering correctly.
The short version was that the walls will be rebuilt entirely with a new concrete footer and will mimic what was there. So they should be the same dimension to
Yes.
what was already existent.
And utilizing the existing brick, I mean, in terms of they're going to I guess, crush it and then use it if
Oh, right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's correct. I just wanted to double check the language if there were any conditions. But okay. Yeah, so the Fort Laurel Advisory Board and PRS recommended approval as submitted with the walls being reconstructed. To demolish and reconstruct the walls with a proper foundation using new raw adobe site manufactured bricks.
Wait, so tell me again, new raw.
New raw adobe site manufactured bricks.
So site, so that's why if they crush them,
they'll take
then.
what they can get from the old wall,
Right.
make it into new bricks, and add whatever they need to from on
Okay.
site.
So using the mud from the existing adobe.
Okay. And then will they cap it or something to keep it from re.
I think they're planning to stucco on it.
I think they're that's yeah, I think they are too.
Plaster, I should say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we did ask for some additional detail on the plans. Dimensions to match existing exactly and link the plans in. Stuff to match what was previously there.
Did I miss the discussion about training?
Yes.
And we're looking at 2 half days after the two Saturday, like half day Saturdays, but not until after the first of the year.
And anything about, was that included in that discussion, the stuff about self-education, or is that a different topic?
A different topic.
Okay.
This was with the
I was hoping
city.
that could get added to the agenda as well, but yeah.
Okay, so yeah, they specified stucco mesh, new lime plaster stucco on the exterior. Yeah, any other
Perfect.
questions about the any recent minor reviews?
And was there anything about the Donaldson house? Was it the
It was basically the
same?
same approach.
I guess I can loop in with 8 regarding the self-education.
I'm sorry, Dan. Where are you?
Yeah, just on the agenda.
The photo exhibits.
I will talk about that then.
Okay. Anything else on minor reviews? Anybody? Anything else?
No, I think the idea of doing updates either after the fact, because what happens is you go, oh, there's a new solar installation. I wonder if they got review.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. We're just wondering how you did played out, right, that you participated in.
Great. Yeah, no, I think having it as a standing agenda item will help us all the way through for future and things in the past. Okay. The next item on this agenda for, unless somebody had something else, is staff updates and future agenda items.
Yeah, so the only staff update I have right now, I don't know, maybe some of you already knew, but Corin Manning, who was the interim PDSD director, was recently appointed as just the regular director. So yeah, that happened a few weeks ago. So she's our director. We also got a new deputy director, Elisa Hamblin, and so she'll be overseeing long-range planning, which includes historic preservation, as well as code enforcement. So I think that's the good things, and can hopefully coordinate between our sections better. And so we have our staff updates for future agenda items. I don't think we have any full reviews in the queue currently. I don't know if we're kind of going into like a holiday lull, but we've just seen fewer reviews the last few weeks, so that'll give us time to catch up on things and prepare for maybe focus on some of these other things that we've been wanting to focus on.
So you're kind of getting through the backlog from last year.
Yes, we're finally at a place where we don't have any overdue reviews, which is great. That was
Congratulations.
just long, but we're there. And yes, thanks to everybody for helping us get through that, participating in our reviews, and yeah. Hopefully we can now move forward at a more normal pace, and with just more attention to each case too. Thanks.
Any updates on your checklist revision?
So we are going to be looking at that, I think, at the December meeting for PRS. So can provide that update. We can put that in December as well here. So yeah,
Great.
we've started that.
So you're saying that should be an agenda item for December?
Yeah, we could do
Okay.
that.
Great. Great. Anything else? Anybody? Anybody?
I don't think so.
Great. Okay. So the next is the photograph exhibits, and Elaine photographed them so that everybody could
Oh,
see them.
barely, barely. So Dan, behind you. Well, to recap this, let's talk about the design guidelines for a second. You were still review. How long do you need, do you think? When can we actually?
Yes. So I've reviewed it myself. There are a few questions I have for Dan Versek, and then I think typically our city attorney looks at them as well. So I'm not sure how long that will take. I'm meeting with Dan tomorrow, so I'll go over, try to see at least how long it takes. Maybe we can. I have specific questions for him, so hopefully that won't take too much longer. Okay, I'll let you know.
But I think there was a the city attorney review at one point last
Okay.
year sometime. And then one of the
Yeah.
version 6 or something.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
Now we're up to 13. So
Yeah.
but most of the changes that were made after that were based on recommendations from Dan, from
Okay.
Corin, or the attorney, the things that they had already. So
Okay,
that
good.
if we can just expedite that as much as possible, I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, will do.
So Jason's recommendation before was to put pictures in. I did two things. You can see that here. You guys are aware of this. The place, Orlow Historic District, A Sense of Time and Place. It was published a long time ago. Do you all have a copy of it?
I think so.
David, do you have a copy of it? And
Yes,
there
I
are
have
two
one.
versions. One has nice cover photos, and one has black and white. But so I did scan this, and then I did find, I think I actually found the originals, but the scan version is acceptable, I think, to go into if we want to use that. Question is, how would we use it with the design guidelines, right? Refer to it, put it online. That's a question. And the same with any of the photographs that we decide to accumulate. How would we do that?
I think
Can I give that to you, Desiree?
yeah, I mean, perhaps as like an appendix, this could be scanned and then attached as an appendix as like an additional resource. This document, it would be great eventually for the photos to be embedded into the design guidelines, but you know, if it comes after, I think it could also, for the time being, I mean, maybe it's just like an exhibit that's an attachment that's categorized or based on, like, say it's walls and maybe another section's windows, and just kind of have, you know, something like that until we can actually put the examples in the guidelines. Oh, yeah.
Are all of those similar, or are these all different from that?
Well, so this other thing, and Dan, you're not on camera, but if you want to just, you're not on camera.
Yeah.
See?
Do you need me on
Mute
camera?
yourself. No, I want you to, if you can just
Oh, I was going to grab
start.
that camera and point it at this.
I don't like it like that.
No, I was going to literally take the camera off the thing and point it at this.
Just turn it around, if you would. Turn the camera around so that those can be seen.
Yeah, I'm going to take the camera and point it at this.
You don't have to do that because I've already taken pictures of those. Hang on, hold on. If you'll give me control for a second, I'll start sharing. Oh my gosh, now what do you see? So, what we have are these boards. Eventually.
It's in your other tab there, or your other application down below.
Where?
See the thing that's flashing? Flashing
Oh,
orange.
in blue. Okay, on the bottom. Okay, thank you. So these boards that are like 24 by 36 or whatever they are. And this is what the old boards used to use to discuss elements of design and compare them to what exists, right? So these photos are not great. This out of the way. Next one. But what we can do is take these photos and digitize them, you know, so that they're better. There are a lot of good examples here. They're old, they're probably from the early 80s. So in some senses, they are more original than what you see now in the architecture and some of the design, because people have changed these designs.
Some of these predate 80s for sure.
Yeah.
Some of them.
Auckland.
So, and they kind of categorize these a little bit. Porches, walls, porches, wall, porches. That's the commissar. Gates. That's commissary.
That's second.
Right, so you kind of get an idea. I mean, there, and what I did was, and I can share these if you want. I'll put them in a Google Drive so you can see them. because they're see some of these are older still. Commissary, one's house.
I didn't know
Say
there's a
this.
store there. That's interesting. No dates on these, do you know? Do they
No,
have them on the back or anything?
not really, but I also have a whole box of these things, like loose snapshots is what they are, and some that have been indexed by someone. I'm having a hard time with the Zoom here. Park was in the museum. The museum before it was rehabbed. The ruins when they still existed. The park. That's the Van Goghs.
That's the Van Goghs. That's
Yeah,
on the corner.
that's on the corner. That's
Just
completely
gone.
completely
It's all
gone.
gone.
Holes. They've got numbers.
Doors. These are nice doors too.
No dates.
No, but it's
Okay. I mean, they're cataloged in some way. I mean, they've got, some kind of code on it. HD
yeah.
two,
So
three,
what do we
four.
need? And David, if you've got someone who can help us set this up, fantastic. We have a little bit of money,
Yeah,
to offers.
we do,
Oh,
absolutely.
oh. I wrote to the chair of the history department, who also manages internships, to ask her whether or not she thinks this might be something of interest. I haven't heard back from her, but I framed it as an unpaid internship. But if you can afford a few shekels, that's always very helpful. Probably wouldn't be able to have anybody in place until the spring semester in January.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
And we have a small budget that, is from our book sales that we can look at spending. And David, maybe you have a recommendation for, is it so much per hour? Is it for the job? How do they
I think
make
it
them?
prop yeah. Yeah, I think there's a lot of different variations in paid internships. It might be worth first looking for an opportunity that for an internship that a student would receive credit for as opposed to pay. That might be a little cleaner,
Okay.
yeah, and more affordable for us too.
What is that?
That's the schoolhouse.
That's the schoolhouse. And what's that on the left of the schoolhouse?
Where? The
Behind it?
adobe red,
Oh,
the
that.
colorful one, that one.
That's at Klinko's. That's the chicken
Oh,
coop. Or the I guess it was a blacksmith shop, not Klinko's.
Okay, David. Well, what do you need from us, David, to move
Nothing at
forward?
the moment. Let's wait to see what what my colleague has to say about what she thinks about sort of the general idea, and then we can, maybe take it from there.
Okay.
But I think what I'll try to do is get some of these in better shape or take them off the boards and see if I can get them scanned in a little better. I just took pictures of the boards at this point.
Bless you.
I came
Pretty,
soft.
pretty. That's how dusty these are. That's for sure.
Grates,
Yeah.
windows.
Grates and windows. Aren't these wonderful? Okay. So, Jason, when you see these pictures, are these the kind of pictures you're thinking of being embedded in the design review guidelines?
I would say somewhat. It's really hard to see on the screen. I'd need to see them up close and see how relevant they would be.
Okay.
Yeah, we're just seeing basically thumbnails
Oh,
of.
you're not seeing what we see. Okay.
No, but we,
Oh,
but I, but
share,
I,
share your screen and share this.
but
You
I
must be
find.
sharing. You must be sharing the Windows folder.
That's
So yeah,
correct.
hang tight for a
That's
second.
correct.
We've been looking at these photos while you've been talking.
That's
And
okay.
like,
I've been
wow,
enjoying.
eyes are so cool.
Well, I've been enjoying it vicariously. Yes.
Thank you for sticking around. See, I don't know what you're seeing.
So
So.
go to share again, up above, one more up, above, there, yeah. And now share the top
Okay.
left. Yes. Now hit share. Yeah, perfect. Do you see it now?
Yes.
Yes.
Excellent.
I was looking in there, not over here. See how cool these windows are?
Yeah, now I can appreciate your enthusiasm.
So
Windows,
maybe go through.
casement windows, all variety of
Maybe go
windows.
through the other images again, just so everybody can sort of get an idea of what's here.
Grates,
And Jason, maybe you could
windows,
comment after we've gone through these again.
walls. Doors, garage doors, carports.
Yeah.
Great, great. There's a great at the commissary. Mm-hmm.
Well, the question to you guys right now is, what we're seeing all what you would consider as appropriate and compatible? Or any of these also are things that you would consider incompatible?
I think we need to go through them because there are a few. So there was an image of the old, sorry, Margo, I'm always going to call it the Sackheim house, but
That's
it's now
fine, I
Tom
do too.
Allen's house. But there was an image of, for instance, the well house that had some cypress trees planted near it, and that would not be something we'd want in there, right?
Okay.
You know,
Yeah, if
but
there's a way that they could kind of be lumped into those categories, that would be
yeah,
good, as long
I mean, I
as
guess
what would these be good
things.
examples of under doors or windows or
Right,
screen
right.
doors, carports?
I will say there's not a single image we've looked at on these so far that doesn't have an example of something that is fitting in it. It's just that we want to be sure to weed out anything that somebody, you know, like cypress trees, for instance, where somebody might say, "Oh, but that's in your example images," and we're like, "Wait a second, no, that won't work."
Yeah, and I just saw the previous one. There's some that are just so far away, it's really hard to make out the details. Those wouldn't be useful.
Well, these are, but you have to remember these are 3x5 snapshots. So if we scan them, we could improve them.
These are probably, are these the most archival, or would you say, because you had a few others that were even older than this in some cases, right?
I have some that are older, yeah.
So I mean, we could potentially go through and try to find the oldest examples. These would be somewhere along, you know, midway, and then we have a whole slew of new examples, I'm sure, right? Where we can actually get more detail and more, you know, more in depth sort of with it. But this is probably the best place to start.
These are great. These are some others that are, there are some negatives that Damien found that are really nice too. They're all black and
We could potentially get those printed on campus too.
that's
That'd be
the
great.
thing. Really? Look at that. That's great. That's the Bennett House, Cherry House.
Yeah, I would think these would, how could they not be helpful? I guess it's just a process of choosing a representative collection of them. Why were these taken? Were they taken for this purpose at the time, more or less?
Some of them were taken by professional photographers for like newspaper articles, right? The first historic board that was Peggy, Ben, Ned, the Spicers, they would have these in the room when the architects came. And they would say, oh, you're building a door. Here's what doors look like. And we want you to
not replicate, but to understand that that's the flavor of our historic district, and we want
Yeah,
it to
yeah.
be similar but different, and
Yeah.
that's what they were looking to approve. So they did a lot of design review right there in the meeting with the presenting architect and with the architects on board.
Huh. That's brilliant. That's a great idea, yeah.
And so, yeah, they were made up, presented, and presented again if they needed to see him again.
Many others. That's got to be civil, federal.
That's the commissary, isn't it? They have the that's the
Maybe.
what is it, the westernmost building. Well, all the windows I think have that detail. But that one I think was from the westernmost
Yeah,
building.
it is. And the bottom one is the 5425 pool in the pump house.
Wow,
Yeah.
yeah.
Chaise lounge.
So maybe this is a good time to segue into what I wanted to talk about, which is the self-education component of, you know, what I'd like for us to do if it's possible, which is kind of develop a curriculum for ourselves. And the start of that might be to go through the guidelines and see where, you know, where we agree, where we disagree, how we interpret them, and maybe most relevant to the photos is how do we integrate the examples? You know, this is an example of a window, this is an example of a door, this is an example of landscape, so on. And is there, I mean, maybe the first step is to sort of, in the next meeting we don't have a review, is to get out the new copy of the guidelines and sort of go through step by step and have a you know, have a go at interpreting everything and see if we can get everybody on the same page. And then as we go, we can introduce these photos back in and try to see if we can find archival examples, modern examples, and everything in between. I don't know if that sounds like any something anyone would want to do, but that's would be ideal for me anyway.
Jason, when you think about the guidelines and putting the pictures in, does
Yes.
what Dan just said meet what you were thinking about doing, thinking about for us to have done or put together?
Yeah, to elaborate more on that is, say if you find a couple of pictures are good, what are good windows that you most often see on contributing structures, then these are good examples and you label it as appropriate and compatible. And then also select maybe one or two that would be incompatible or inappropriate in the district. You do that for doors and roof shapes and things like that. It, because these are, you know, as you say, guidelines. So when you have these visual examples, they really give a visual guideline to applicants. Because when you just say must be compatible, it's hard in the minds of applicants what that means exactly. Now, you as advisory board, you know, but the applicants are coming in on the outside, and the visual examples really do help them better understand that. And it reduces the confusion that may occur.
Would say two examples of a door, would that be enough? If it was, then we could perhaps think about integrating the images into the text. But if we think it's not, if we think we might need whatever, three or four,
I'm
then
glad you said
maybe.
that because I was about to say something similar, which is I don't know that we could have 2 to 4 examples. You know, there's so
Yeah.
much for, there's a lot of there's a lot of variation on a theme, I think, in this neighborhood. And it's hard to sort of, you know, it's as was evidenced by the, you know, the long slog of developing the new guidelines. It's hard to put that into words, one, and two, it's harder still maybe to find examples that encapsulate all of it. Which is why I keep going back to, is there a way we can
point to a whole database of photos, or point to, like we have all these examples. Like, what do we need? What do we actually need in the guidelines themselves?
Yeah. And going off of that, I wanted to bring up a draft that I've been doing in Houston. I don't have that with me. Maybe I could bring it up at the next meeting. But one of the things that it's not only a picture and you put a caption underneath and say, window compatible based on it being inset, it being casement, it being fixed, it being slider, it being single hung, double hung, the light pattern matches. And then off to the side, you just have bullet points that just kind of elaborates more. So you don't have to choose many pictures to serve an example. You could choose one or two, and then the deep bullet points off to the side kind of give a little bit more detailed explanation. And that'd be the same for something that's incompatible and inappropriate.
I guess, and I
I thought
guess
I maybe I had one of my drafts with me, but
yeah.
it's on a flash drive.
The concern I have is that I think anybody who, maybe not anybody, but you run into the issue of folks who just kind of want the easy out, right? They want to say, oh, well, like here's the example and the guidelines. I'm gonna use exactly that example, and then we have 10 houses that all have the exact same windows or the exact same doors or the, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, the part of what makes this neighborhood unique, over and above others, well, maybe not all others in historic zones, but is that it's not, like I say, it's variations on a theme, and it's a very eclectic mix of, when you go back to the window slide, there was 10 different windows there potentially. All of them had a different treatment around, the casing was different, the lintel was different, everything was different on each window to some degree, right? But they're all examples of what would be acceptable in this neighborhood.
Well, keep in mind, you also have to remember applicants have to go within the development zone.
True. So it's like,
So, and then that limits
if they go
down
to the
to what.
guideline and they say, oh, well, this is in your guidelines, why can't I use this? Well, it's in your, well, do you have something from the development? So that might be another way to organize it, is we say, if we go and look at sort of pseudo development zones as best we can, and say, well, this is from this development zone, that's from that. But then again, where do we put this database, and how do
Well, I mean,
people
you don't look
access it?
at this or that development zone. They have to look at the development zone around that specific project.
Right. Well, I guess what I meant
And then
is
that will limit out
examples,
those other ones that are so varied. And then
right?
you kind of take more of what's going to be the typical, what's going to be the average. You don't take the outliers and they choose that. And
No, I was
that
thinking maybe if you
eliminates.
defined it for you defined a property or two that have different development zones, and then you went about it that way. That's what I meant by example development zones. But you see what I'm getting at, is that this is not an easy problem, I think. And maybe I'm the only one that
No,
feels this
I
way, in
think
which
it
case
is.
everybody else in the
In my
board can tell me
experience, it
to.
is. I think it's this is the first time you're jumping into it. But I mean, we as staff are here to help you out, and this is something I was doing in Houston. It's not as big as or complicated as you're making out to be. I think once I can get that example, you'll see just how much clearly it states it in the language.
Sure. If you could
And
send that to us, that'd
unfortunately,
be
I just.
great.
Yeah, I need to make sure I get that off my flash drive next time.
Okay. So, Jason, you can either send it to me and I'll distribute it to the board, or you can send it to the whole board, whatever.
Or let me see if I can find, I might be able to find a draft off of the Houston website if you just want to get a quick example this evening. I mean, are we looking to adjourn, or you've got some time here?
But I don't know that we need to get mired in it tonight. I mean, the point is that we want to interpret our guidelines and sort of start this process of self-education, and this will definitely help. And I think we want to choose examples that will help those looking at the guidelines and not hinder them, right? So
But
the
yeah, I think another piece of it is just to convey the aesthetic. I mean, it's not the hard and fast, oh, on window with a concrete sill. It's really to convey what people see here and like, but they
If I
do
can
not duplicate.
Let's see, I've got it right here if you guys can see on the
Oh,
screen.
good.
Sure.
And okay, let me get this bar out of the way. Like when it does that. Okay. There we go. Let me enlarge it. So here there's a check box, orientation, compatible changes, incompatible. And it talks about that. And so you've got language to the side, and then you've got these clearly defined pictures, which are good. And then also kind of little drawings, as you see here, and setbacks. What are compatible changes? What are incompatible changes? But then again, we use context area in Houston. You'd use development zone. But
Lessers.
yeah, and let's see, porches. I mean, the same thing. They just go in, and here's a good one where it talks about cast concrete block porch column base. This is a good one. This is a good example. Some might be right here, incompatible screen porch, and where my cursor is, and they've got the X on it. And as you can see, incompatible changes are their own page. The previous page was all were compatible.
We have plenty of examples of those too.
Yeah,
And
but this is how,
compatible as well.
something I was doing, revising. This is Germantown. I wasn't doing this one. It was called Old Sixth Ward. And they hadn't been updated since 2007, which I think is kind of as long as yours needed to be updated. But this is something that I had in mind that I was going through and redoing.
Well, it's I like it because it's more than one photograph, right? So I think this does kind of address the point of needing probably more than one. But I mean, I like how this is presented. Just be a matter of us selecting those two or three that might either be incompatible or compatible, and that won't be easy, but.
And there's also two, and I don't mind doing this, is if you notice, like this one saying brick masonry, we're not seeing the whole structure, we're just seeing the brick. And so can really get a good idea of what that brick looked like. It's got this rough face to it,
Texture.
there's a machine cut, and you see it really well. A lot of those archival photos were kind of set back, so it's hard to really get up close and see what was really going on, the details. And windows, oh good, I'm glad it's the next page. It was just a huge problem for us in Houston. And here you can see this is obviously the upper sash is inset from the window framing, and then the lower sash is even more inset from the upper sash. It was like 1 3/4, 2 3/4. You can see it's a 2/2 light pattern. Perfect. This is acceptable in this district. I mean, it would be the same thing. If the archival photos don't clearly show that, we can definitely get a modern one with a color photo and just really show what would be good. And then incompatible changes. Flush mounted vinyl, no one likes those. So this is something I had in mind. Maybe next meeting I'll have more of the draft guidelines I was working on. This is, I'd say, Germantown.
Okay, so I would like to be sure that you know we're going to have you on the agenda for the November meeting.
I will be dressed up in a suit and tie.
Course. And then my question for you as we look at these. So I'm guessing we can't, this wording that where it's the incompatible changes, you know, the way that's worded and set aside, because our design review guidelines are already under review. We're asking that to move more quickly. We don't want to come back and make changes to that. Can we, with our photos, though, do what they've done, where we've given a phrase that describes that photo and indicates that this is compatible, not compatible, with a real, you know, like a two-word explanation of what's compatible and what's not. And we can do that and add that before we get into this as the work.
I think it's
Okay.
up to you. I mean, we can just move forward with how it is now without the photos, just to get that going. In the meantime, while we're going through that process, if you all did want to do like a couple photos and brief explanations, I think you're welcome to do that. I think we could probably fit it in. But if you'd rather just wait until like a second round. I think it's
I think
up to
that's what we
you.
kind of voted. That was
Yeah.
a motion made last time. Is
Yeah,
that
we don't want to.
so?
That's
We do
yeah.
need this draft finalized, done,
It's true.
dusted, and then we'll do the second round of
We
this.
consider an appendix.
An
That's what I was going to
appendix.
ask is if we
That's
can
true.
have an appendix, yeah, because
Yeah.
that would actually
Something like that. I just didn't want it to delay.
the main
Yeah.
complaint I keep hearing about the guidelines, well, not from a lot of people, but from a small number, is the length of the new ones. And like, it's okay, give me a break. But an appendix would give us the opportunity to add a lot more volume without, changing the guidelines as they stand. So,
Okay. Yeah.
and on that, the appendix can be broken up by, let's say, architectural elements and compatible, incompatible. So in your design guidelines, you can see appendix A-1 windows, compatible, incompatible. And then they could just jump to that specifically instead of thumbing through a 20 pages of pictures.
Okay, so just to circle back to the lead in to that, well, maybe not the lead in, but the middle part of that. As far as self-education goes, and as far as we're concerned, is everyone does anybody else have ideas about how to do that? I'm the most junior member of this board, so I am flying blind. I have no idea what I'm doing. I just suggest things and hope that everybody thinks it's a great idea. So if anyone has seen other versions of self-education, over the years on this board, or if there are other, if there's a way to do it, you've seen it that you've seen done that is successful, maybe if you could talk about that or give us ideas of how to add that to our future curriculum. I don't know, Mary Lou, how has it been done until now?
I sat in on meeting after meeting after meeting with everybody at the table, so much smarter than me. And it, a lot of them, though, were people who had devised the historic or had recognized the historic districts originally.
But they also had planners and other people additionally. I mean, they had help from the county and the city. Professional planners, professional architects, people who recognized these elements as characteristic of this historic zone.
So,
But they also came from different historic environments.
did they, did any of those planners or so ever present
Oh, yeah. I mean,
something?
they were part of the meetings.
They
I
were
mean,
part of the
is there,
meetings.
is there a good way that we can, start to, like, let's say we start going through the guidelines. It's like, huh, I don't really understand what, Spanish, I'm trying to,
Style
yeah,
is.
Spanish colonial architecture or whatever, some component of it that's in our guidelines that we're, that I'm sure there's more than three examples that I just don't,
You
I
don't know
haven't been
about.
exposed to enough, frankly, right? And it's like, can we identify or can the city identify an architect who could come, or a designer, planner, whoever, who could come and say, oh, well, this is sort of these are the quintessential elements of this. And here's how you can identify that versus Pueblo Revival versus, are there resources like that in the city? Is there a way?
We can probably put together a list of like there probably, I mean, there's a lot of resources out there generally to read, right? But for presentations, yeah, I'm sure we can collect some
I also
materials.
think that you've come in and at such an awkward moment in this board's life, and that we really have been through an awful lot prior to Desiree coming on. And I do feel like, for me, I feel like we're getting a lot more guidance, a lot more attention to what we are trying to do, and then support for that.
No, I don't mean to say that this is
No, and I
it's
thought
been great,
that,
yeah.
but it has been, it there was really, we were trying to work and not be dissolved prior to this. And that has, I think that really took a lot of life away
Oh, sure. Yeah.
from what the boards could do and what the interaction was. I mean, I can't understand why everybody in the neighborhood's not dying to get on this board,
No.
and instead we are going to be beggars, because it used to
Yeah.
be so vital and so apparent
Yeah.
that there was a reason for this board to exist. And a lot of that went away. And I don't think it's
Yeah.
the membership. I think it was that there was a lot of discouragement from moving forward with things. And I
Well, some
think
of that, I think, it probably has to do with culture shift and COVID coming up and things, maybe even before that. But I guess the reason I'm interested to get it, the self-education component going, is because I don't feel like I'm an expert by any means. Like, I feel like I live in a historic zone, and that's neat, and I know some of the things, and I have an eye for some of the designs. But if somebody were to ask me, okay, describe Pueblo Revival architecture, I'd be like, it's got soft edges and stuff. Like, like, it's not, I would have a hard time articulating that. And I think,
A few thoughts. So, when you weren't here when we were talking about training, so this year has totally been an awkward
It's been
moment.
awkward, I think. I don't know how else to.
The program, we had down staff and new staff, and so we're just trying to, I think, kind of rebuild as a program. So we didn't have that opportunity this year to provide, I think, the kind of training that has been provided in the past. So we are looking to early next year to do training for the Historic Zone Advisory Boards. And then we also talked about a training with SHPO, their CLG coordinator, Ariana Urban. So she did a design review training at the last Historic Preservation conference. And Mary Lou attended and had a great idea to invite her to come and give that same training here. So we're working on that as well. So we'll have a couple trainings in January, February, and then what else was I gonna say? Oh, I think also I don't think you need to be an expert in to give an opinion, right? Like we have the architects from NPRS that provide that expertise. As planning preservation professionals, we also provide comments early on to applicants, and I intend for us to do that more so to try to get the plans to a point where, if there are any red flags or things like that, they're addressed before they even come to you all. But it is important to have like that neighborhood and input too. And so I think, yeah, to not you don't have to put like so much pressure on yourself to like understand every
I think, yeah, I mean, I
architectural.
think part of it too is I think that our interpretation of these things is varied because we're not experts, right? And that's where I'm a little more concerned, is that we, if it goes back to a couple of meetings ago when we were talking about this, and if, let's say, David and Margot went and did a minor review versus Mary Lou and I, right? Is the same, are we going to get to the same conclusion? And I think that's what we want to get closer to, is that we're completely consistent, regardless of who among the board members is, doing the review.
The design guidelines will help with that too, because then you have more guidance compared to the current ones, right, which are pretty thin. So I think the design guidelines should help that. But if there are like specific topics that are of interest, I think we can also try to find time in different meetings to like maybe bring somebody in who's an expert in that.
That would be a great idea.
Well, to start off sort of the search for meta knowledge, because we don't know what we don't know, is everyone on board with trying to go through the guidelines and sort of interpret them? Just to go, I know we've read through them already a bunch of times, but I don't know that we've ever said, okay, what does this mean? What is this? Can we look at some examples and see where these fit within the guidelines?
Like, isn't
So
that pick a topic? I mean, you could take a topic at a time.
that's what I'm saying. Let's
Who does?
just go through the guidelines.
And
Let's
just pick a
literally,
bunch of
yeah.
examples.
I mean, like starting next meeting, let's start in on the guidelines, and anything that's not pertinent, we'll skip over. The history we don't need, but yeah, we'll start with the first thing and say, okay, well, what does this mean to everybody on the board? And if it's different, we'd get on the same page, right?
And we do have one, Alan Scott is a retired architect of a
Yeah.
neighborhood who's been in since the 70s.
Yeah.
And he really does have, he's very thoughtful and he can talk through some of those things too.
Yeah.
I'm sure he'd be happy to do it.
No, and I think if Jason, you're going to present your, examples of guidelines, that would be a great time to start, is at the next meeting. We can do that right on the heels of Jason's presentation if everybody's on board with it.
The next meeting is, it's the week of Thanksgiving, right? So
11/24. Anyway, I was looking that up. It's
okay.
11/24. It's a Monday.
Yeah.
And are people going to be here available on the 24th? David's got a no. We don't know about Briggs. So
What do I know about?
we don't know about
We don't know. I mean, that week's a tough week because
Briggs.
everybody's busy or traveling or his company.
Could we do the week before 17th?
When are you back, Margo?
Well, I mean, that's, I'm assuming again mid-November.
Mid-November.
I think I would like to recommend moving back a week, moving into December, because we're not going to meet Christmas week. That
Okay.
takes us right into Christmas
Yeah.
week. So why don't we drop?
See,
Unless
I would have moved to both of them back
we're gonna do one
and
because we're and with the way Briggs
Yeah.
travels, we will never have
Sure. Yeah.
quorum. And Desiree, the so if we look at that change, how does that influence if you have a review that we have to do? If we don't have anything on the board, would we have to call a special meeting to do a review? That would be my question for
I
you.
don't think 1 week is going to throw us off. And yeah, I mean, if we get to that point, we're always going to get a bunch of reviews and we can reach out to you. But if it's just 1 week, I think that should be.
So if we could look at either December 1st or 8th. I do think that smaller groups, so that we don't have quorum, could be looking at pictures though. And making some review on pictures if we wanted to
Yeah.
do that. Dan, I think you're going to be too damn busy. And
I have a feeling I'm
I
gonna
think
be a
you
little
need to fix
overwhelmed.
that. So
Yeah.
that's
Well,
a.
like I said, I can drop these photos. I can get better instead of just snapshots, I can get have them scanned and make you available any of the other historic photos I have. And put them in a drive. You guys can do it at your leisure.
And pick the ones
That'd
that
be
we think
great.
are good or not
Yeah.
compatible. And
Or
David,
somebody can sort them. I mean, even sort of in a big way. Windows. Yeah.
Yeah.
Walls.
Yeah, exactly.
David, you said something about you thought you could get them printed at the U or something.
It's possible. There's a media lab there, and I'll look into it. I know that they in I've seen a blurb where they're open, and I think to the public as well, to convert older images, so to speak, whatever those might be, into digitalized versions, I guess, is the best way to think about it. But yeah, I can look to see what might be available.
Would be great.
Yeah.
The first, is it that we're
At
doing?
the first or the eighth, anybody have a I he happy with either date?
I'm happy with the first.
First, everybody good with the first that as you think about it today. Elaine, you good for
Yeah,
the
I think
first?
so. Yeah.
Margo,
Haven't
you
even met
think?
before.
I think so.
David?
Yeah, probably so.
How about you, Jason? Because you're our headliner.
Yeah, and
Yeah,
it
get that
might need to
suit.
be in the first week. I gotta check because Barrio usually is Monday night, and I think that's in the second week of every month.
Yeah, I think the first is okay. They're meeting on the 8th.
Yeah, so it'd have to be the first.
Okay.
Great.
Okay. Let's plan it, and I'll put that message out to Briggs so that she knows, and hopefully she will attend.
And I will see if Alan Scott, if we're at a point where we could ask Alan Scott maybe for some information too, and to attend.
I mean, what may be good is to go through it ourselves first, and then when we have something that's, hurt, we don't want to waste his time, is what I'm getting at. So it's like, if we have something that's we're really stuck on, we can call in the expert to explain it to us, right? That's my idea.
Ooh.
Right.
So we almost have the agenda complete for December 1st. If anybody else has an idea that they have an agenda item for December 1st, we would need it. I am guessing like by that Thursday, Friday, the 20th or 21st of November. So we're not hitting Thanksgiving week for the city to put that together for the first. So just keep that in mind, basically. Okay. That concludes our agenda, unless somebody had something else. I'm sure somebody wants to motion for adjournment.
I do. It's past my bedtime. I'm 2 hours later.
That's right. Oh yeah. Okay. Dan, can you
Oh, I
say,
didn't know we needed to do
do
the
we need
whole.
a second or can we just
I think we can
adjourn?
just adjourn. I'm pretty sure.
Great. Cool.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks,
See y'all.
everybody.
Thank you.